The In-Town Gallery lies between the Market Street Bridge and the Walnut Street Bridge on Fraser Avenue. It's a 20 by 80 foot building that features a wide range of original works by more than 30 artists. It's an art cooperative run by practicing artists that exhibit and sell their art to the public. Each month, an In-Town Gallery artist will feature their work in what's called Celebrate Art. Sheila Fulgham specializes in pottery. Her pottery will be featured in April.
It'll all be different than what they usually see from me. It'll still be functional, but it'll be pieces that they don't usually see. I can't say any more than that.
In-Town Gallery will celebrate its 40th anniversary on September 21st. Founded in 1974, In-Town Gallery is perhaps one of the oldest cooperative galleries in the United States. Jim Roach is an In-Town Gallery artist. He focuses on turned wood. I asked Mr. Roach what he thought contributed to the longevity of In-Town Gallery.
Since everybody's local and we are given the option to create and display anything we like, we're not given guidelines except to stay within our medium. So whatever feels good you do, and you tend to do better work when you're working from your creative side rather than what you think might sell. We can create, display, and sell anything we like. Or if somebody asks, we can make what they like if we so choose. The creative atmosphere is because we have so many people. We own and run the gallery. You get constructive criticism and encouragement from all the people who work here, where there's so much expertise in so many different mediums that you can glean ideas, techniques from all the other artists. We have so many different mediums, there is something to be learned, no matter what your particular medium is.
Now, you do turned wood, per se. What is that exactly? How did you get involved in the turned wood aspect?
Well, I've enjoyed working with wood my entire life. I'm a retired engineer now, and the challenge of turning a piece of wood, just basically you spin it on a lathe and use tools to cut away the wood you don't want there. The challenge of how to do it, the techniques involved, is what got me interested in. And then I got exposed to all these beautiful kinds of wood, and I was hooked. And I've discovered woods from all over the world. But never cut down a tree. A tree is never cut down just for the sole purpose of making a turning of mine. But the being exposed to all the different woods, the variety, is just totally interesting. And then get involved in the geography. The people live at the places that do this. It's just incredibly interesting.
Plans for In-Town Gallery's Celebrate Art series are still underway. A variety of art mediums will be displayed throughout the year. Congratulations, In-Town Gallery, for 40 years of continuous service. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mark Colbert.